Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Checking in, tuning in, and She's On Radio tonight. We have a special guest. Her name is Fina Mae. She's a talented, very talented lesbian hip hop artist, you know. So when the time comes, when she do get in, we definitely will introduce you to her. Other than that, I'd like to get my co host up so y'all can talk to her.
What's going on, people? Y'all know who it be. It's the one and only Titty P calling out of that good old 757. What's going on, everybody?
All right. So, Teddy, how was your vacation in South Carolina?
It was off the damn chain. That's all I'm going to say. I had the time of my life. Yes, yes. Can't wait to do it again.
I know, man. I just, you know, definitely want to send a shout out to the boss out of South Carolina, out of pride for inviting us to come down there. We definitely had a very good time, and we showed off, didn't we?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. And I got to see who I wanted to see, and she seen how, you know, we act, and she enjoyed our company. Everybody was just, like, we've known each other all our lives that night, having fun and doing the wobble and just having the cup in her hand the whole entire time while she was doing it. That took concentration.
Yeah, man. She had that cup, boy. She said, shit, I'm going to wobble with it. She wobbled with it, went to the floor and everything. Cup still. Man, alcohol ain't going nowhere.
That's a professional. Ladies, that's a professional. She good at what she do.
Yes, definitely is.
And that club and, you know, seeing the performances. Yes. You know which one was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. And I can honestly say we had a blast, man. We had a blast. Definitely had a blast. And we definitely need to go back out there and do it again next time, get some people from She's On Radio to follow us so we can all go together.
Y'all, we got. We need to.
Yeah, we got. When y'all people in your town have a party, prices might be too high, prices might be too low, but guess what, baby? You're putting in to the community. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't put in, who else going to put in? How else we going to keep these parties going, these events going? You already know we single out, especially the lesbians. We are singled out at a lot of activities across the world. So, you know, even if some of y'all, I know, you know, it's a recession now. Some events are costly. But if you go down there, trust and believe me, I know that you are definitely going to have a good time. Especially, look, I don't need nobody to party, baby. I go down there by myself, one drink in my cup in my hand. And I'll do wild with everybody that don't know nobody in the club.
Right.
By the time I leave about there, I'm going to know everybody straight up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personality. So.
And I'm going to record it, have it on video.
Yeah.
We'll make a party somewhere. We ain't necessarily got to go to no club. You come to the room, we'll shut it down.
That's right. So, Teddy, talk to me.
What you want to know?
How do you feel? Because still waiting on Fing, but so she get here. How do you feel about people always wanting to date people that aren't so good for them?
Well, I mean, that's how some people are. You got a good woman or femme or whatever want to date a bad boy or stud or whatever, and that's what they like. There's some people are attracted to that.
Right.
Someone knowing damn well, excuse my, you know, my language, that that person is bad for them, but it, yet and still they're going to be with us, be with them at the end of the day. I guess it's an attraction thing to them.
So what is your opinion about good, real good family, the school family, the, I guess they call it bougie. How do you feel about the ones that's just perfect?
The ones that act bougie, that's what you're trying to ask me?
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, some people call people as, you know, mannerable and stuff like that. They call them bougie. So that's a word they use for Jay.
Oh, well, yeah. Because I get called that from time to time because I'm well-mannered, and I respect whoever I'm around, whoever I'm with. I mean, you got to have respect. That's a good attraction to people. If you show up that you got manners and you ain't got every other word out your mouth is not, you know, the B word or this kind of third, then you good. You cool people. You're dateable.
So when it comes down to the bad stud, the good stud, what category do you fit in?
I fit in the good ones. I'm a damn good one. And the ones that are bad make the good ones like myself and others, you know, bad. We get that stereotype, all studs are bad, all studs cheat, all studs do this, all studs do that. We not the same. We all different people.
Okay, okay. Would you date somebody that came off as a bad girl?
It depends. What you mean by bad girl? Bad girl with an attitude, on a test me out every other, you know, every other minute, or just, you know, bad in a good way.
I mean, bad, bro, you don't have a definition, man. You know,
I'm just saying, well,
girl.
I mean, honestly,
girl,
no.
Would you date some of them girls off there the way they act?
Oh no, we be fighting. Mm-mm. I can't, that's somebody I couldn't bring home to my mama. They want to fight and cuss and getting a, you know, trouble. No, I want somebody that I know I could bring home to my mom.
Okay. So, ladies, what I want y'all to do, we're talking about bad girls versus the good girls. So I want to talk to y'all. Press that one for me. Let's get some convo practice. Hit that number one, ladies.
Come on, we're not going to bite you.
Well, until somebody hit the number one, Teddy, how do you feel about women that don't take good care of their bodies? Not as far as, you know, the body hygiene or nothing like that, but I'm talking about as far as tattoos and piercings. Like, what's your input on women that wear over excess the cosmetic design and material?
I mean, I really can't speak because I have two tattoos and I'm planning to get more, but it's not to the point that I want to cover my whole body because at the end of the day, I have to go, you know, look for a job and people who, you know, interview you, see you with all them piercings and tattoos thinking, oh, well, damn, you're trouble because you got all them tattoos or you got all them piercings. I think a person has control over that. You know, you can know how many you want to put on you without looking a hot mess. How you feel about that?
I mean, personally, I go back to bad girl, good girl scenario. When it comes down to me, I can't help it. I'm a bad boy. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a good boy at heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have those tendencies. I am a good boy at heart. I treat my woman with respect. My mama didn't raise no fool, but at the same time, you know, I'm a bad boy too. Because, yeah, that's just me. You know, I was raised to be vulnerable, but at the same time, I was raised to handle my own too. You feel what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a slut, a hoe, or nothing like that, but when it comes down to business, I am a bad boy. You know what I'm saying? I am I will be one of those ones that they would have bad stud, bad dime, or bad AG, no label versus dominant, whatever you call the label. I would probably fit good on that show because, yeah, I'm a bad boy. That's just me. You know, other people might not look at it like that, but that's just my mentality, baby. I'm a bad boy, you know.
Oh,
you get the bell. You know that. Get the bell.
Right. It looks like this. At the end of the day, I could be a bad boy too, but I was raised to treat a woman with respect. My mama, like to say, didn't raise no fool. I'm not gonna disrespect nobody. But if you disrespect me in mass, it's gonna have to come out. You go see your side.
Yeah, just 'cause you're a bad boy. You know what I mean? 'Cause like me, I feel like good girls are good. Don't get me twisted. I love my perfect woman, but I don't want to date a perfect woman. I don't want to date a woman that's, oh, baby, here, do this. Oh, I did it for you. I love you. What do you want me to do next? No. I want me to chick that's going to have a backbone.
Right.
That's going to be like, that's going to be like, hold on, who you talking to? You don't talk to me like that. No.
Right?
Like, I'm not talking about the whole ghetto-ness, but I am talking about a woman that they got a backbone that know how to handle her own. To me, that's highly sexy. You know, dependent women are very unattractive to me. I don't like them. They irritate the heck out of me. I like women that stand their own. You know, Bonnie and Clyde, baby. Like, we hitting the store, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, out the way, somebody talk froggy to me or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to handle my own. And they bring out their boys, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting my butt jumped, my boot running to the bus. He's getting on the bus. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I need to check this. I need to check this down. Hey, let's go, TDG, baby. And all that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying, like, I want me a woman that got a backbone that's going to take care of home. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to take care of home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We both women. We both need to have some type of backbone when it comes down to a lesbian relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We both, in some type of way, are fragile. You know what I'm saying? We both are fragile.
Yeah.
That's just real talk. Like, I don't care. You could be the hottest dog, the hottest AG, but you still fragile, baby. You still could be broken.
Yeah, you can break down in class. You can break.
That's just real talk.
Trust me, I know.
A lot of people put on that front, like, you know, oh, I'm hood, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, and ain't nobody going to mess with me. But they give the same people that when Bebo come in the cut, like what you said to me, boy, I ain't say nothing, I'm sorry, I was talking to her. You know what I'm saying? They be the same ones that be screaming, going behind the corners and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, bad boy, good girl, both have half disadvantages and they both have advantages. But when it comes down to me and what I like to date, I prefer a bad girl. A bad girl just like got that attitude like, look, boy, I don't need your money. That's
I
have to handle my own. I don't need your money. I got my own money. Do you want to borrow some? You know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
I personally like that bad girl. I think it's especially Flo. I don't know if y'all remember looking at Bad Girls Club and the girl Flo that was on there. Yeah, she was a no label. She didn't have no studs. She had studs and tendencies, and she was herself. And she was like, look, ain't nobody going to break me down with this bitch. Like, I'm lesbian.
Right,
I'm here to say, anybody that mess with me going to have to be able to be able to handle me. That's like, woman,
right.
I like you, man. That shit, that's attractive, man.
Yeah, I like them. But, I mean, you know, it's basically the saying, I need a woman in the street and, you know.
Man, I need
somebody.
I need a human in the streets. I don't need nobody in the streets trying to be somebody that they not. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody that's gonna be real. That's gonna be, hey, boom, look, this is what it is. I'm going to school and doing what they gotta do. I'm handling business, but at the same time, these chicks better not mess with me. That's just real talk. I ain't gonna fight you. I ain't gonna do something negative to you. Now that's I gotta do something to you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the type of chick I want. I don't know. You know me. I like them bad anyway. So
yeah.
I like them bad. As long as they're not disrespectful and bad, they cool.
Right. They can be bad in the it's like this. Be bad in a good way. Not in a disrespectful. I'm gonna go get my belt type of way.
I know that's right. All right. So we got a caller, Teddy P. going to check her out, see how she's doing. Her code 704-776. Talk to us. We are ready for you.
Hey, what's up? This Fresh.
Hey, Fresh.
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
So, like, talking about bad chicks, you know, bad boys, bad girls. I definitely like a bad chick, honestly.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have an attitude, you know what I mean? You gotta be able to hold your own, because if not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you definitely will break. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of things will happen to you. People say stuff to you or whatever. But if you don't got no bad chick to hold you down, and you got that attitude, you know what I'm saying? Then you just, you there by yourself.
But
for real. So, you know, you gotta be able to hold your own, but you gotta be able to hold your girl down or whoever else. That's basically it. What's up?
No, go ahead. I'm asking when you're finished. Go ahead.
But what I was saying, as far as, you know, like, bad chicks and tattoos, I definitely love a bad chick and tattoos. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I got 17 tattoos myself, you know what I mean? And, I mean, you got tattoos, they're just sexy to me. I love a woman who can freely express herself on her body as well as in other ways, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely telling that one right there. Let me ask you a question. So when it comes down to the bad girl, bad boy, well, I guess you want to say the bad girl, good girl, good boy scenario, where you fall in? Are you that bad boy? Are you that, you know, that good boy? Or do you kind of cut in between?
Yeah, I'm like right there in the middle. I'm a cookie cutter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm by myself, I'm definitely hard, you know what I'm saying? I protect mine. I'm a Scorpio, so, I mean, that just says a lot about my personality. You know, I'm a protector as well as a lover. So I'm, like, right there in the middle. I'm not one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You got any questions,
Teddy?
Huh?
You got any questions, Chris? No, not right at the present moment. I'm so sorry. I'm
outside
getting ate up by mosquitoes, so I'm
going
to slap my arm right quick. I'm sorry.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. She's on radio. You already know we talked about it. You need to go ahead. You need to stop playing. Tell us that you need to stop playing. You stop playing with us. I already know who it is. You need to stop playing with us. You know
what I mean? I got you.
I'm just messing with you, though. But you have a good night, and thanks for calling Shoes on Radio.
Most definitely.
All right. You call 919-989. Talk to Teddy. Talk to KC. We here for you. Hello? 919-989?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. It's just raining really hard, so it's hard to hear you.
Aww.
Outside, but y'all was talking about bad studs and femmes.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I've had them all. I've had the bad stud. I've had the good stud. I had the punk stud. I had the fag boy. And what I can say about them? I don't know. I definitely like the good stud. I definitely like them. Definitely better. I like the good femme. And this is how it goes. It's better. They more faithful and they contribute more to the relationship. And this is how it goes.
I agree with you.
And I'm a good girl. I'm good. So if I have to be bad to get who I want, they shit out of luck, because I can't change my stripes, you know. But I have lost, I can tell you one thing, I've definitely lost a couple of girls to bad girls. But I will tell you this, they definitely, after they, you know, get their eyes full a few times and shit, they call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the whole, you know, you was the best girlfriend I ever had, and I miss what we had and shit, and if only you can give me another chance, you my heart, shorty, and I don't want to hear shit. because you had me. When you had me, I was yours, and then you cheated, and now you want to, like, I'm a sucker. I'm be the first one to put that out there and tell you that I'm a sucker, because I have on more than two occasions gotten a call from an ex-girlfriend and went to beat the girl she cheated on me with. I've gone to beat her up. Like, I remember this chick named Crystal calling me and shit. She told me, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to go to the studio. I'm like, you know, cool, okay, you know. We had a lovely night, too. I was like, all right, you know. You go ahead and get your studio on, baby, and everything. Because I have a weakness for dreads. So I couldn't see past her fuck niggerness because her dreads was fine. So I was like, yeah, you know, just go to the studio and, you know, hit me up when you get back. And I'll be here and blah, blah, blah. She ain't call me all day. She didn't call me for 2 days. Then when she does call me, it's from Florida, and she crying, talking about, can I fly down to beat this bitch ass? I thought you were at the studio. Like, I don't even, you in Florida getting fucked up, and I thought you was in the studio. So, I don't even know. Do you think that, I have a question for you guys. Do you think that good studs and femmes can do bad things?
Can do what?
Can they do bad things? Can the good girls and the good studs, can they do bad things, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah. Everybody
is
immune to bad. We all got a bad side
of
us. Come on now. We all human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some, I feel. I just feel like you don't have to be such a bad boy. You don't have to be disrespectful and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to being a bad boy or a bad girl than the relationship. You know, it's mentality too. Feel.
I don't know. I think that the way that the studs is acting right now is the fam's fault because they're a hot commodity. We let them get away with too much shit. I mean, the average ratio in at least 47 states is 3-1. So that's just average. And then, okay, studs want other studs. Femmes want studs. Our sexy gay boys want studs. Straight niggas want studs. Straight females want studs. The bi bitches is on the studs. So they overloaded with too many options and shit. So they don't have to have a job. They don't have to watch their ass. They can slide you across the floor. And it's just, like, so irritating. Like, I've never dated a stud with a job. I'm 26.
I don't know, but you need to. I want a job. I want to take care of myself. Well, that's where you need to be like, before you even get into work. What's your occupation? And she say, man at home looking at Love and Hip Hop. You need to.
I'm saying, but you let it slide. You be letting it slide and shit because, you know, you attracted to that person. And to find another one is going to be, like, few and far between, you know what I mean? So you deal with just fuck shit. Like, I done dealt with some, oh, my God, shit. Like, and then I'll be looking in the mirror like, you dumb as hell. You never know when you graduated with honors, the dumb shit you just did. Like,
what?
But that, it's the overload. It's the studs and the fact that, let me rephrase that so that no one gets it twisted. Real studs, okay? Not girls and boys' clothes. So finding a real stud is hard, and it's few and far between. You know when you found one because you just automatically gravitate to the motherfuckers like a magnet. It's like, I can't stop. I can't pull away. Like kryptonite to humans. There's something about a stud. Everybody wants to stick their dick in it. And it makes them crazy. I don't know. That's what I think it is. I think it's our fault because we done put them on the pedestal. Now we want to knock them the fuck down. I say, look, we done made our bed. Now we got to lie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sims, y'all listening, y'all done made your bed, me included. Y'all got to deal with it. Smart bitches out there let the dumbest shit happen to them because it's a shortage or whatever the fuck going on. I don't know what the hell going on. It is. It's been a stud shortage since I was in high school. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm a good one. Work straight. I'm a good one.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
But the bad part is you're a good one. That's just by nature, but you don't have to be. If you didn't want to be, you still get pussy.
I like her.
And she'll pay for you to come over. Because we dumb.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, dumb
that's
shit.
True.
Right there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I've never had a stud buy me a dinner.
What?
Oh,
where you live at?
Where
you from?
Where's that? I'm just going to tell you the truth, like we was just down there, this weekend, we was in South Carolina actually, and I nearly met like two or three of them that I could say was like, okay, they looking for happiness, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're out there. It's just that women these days are looking for a shortage of bullshit studs.
You talking about quality studs? Damn. You talking about, like, white whales and unicorns and shit right now. Like, you talking
Hell
about
yeah.
a quality stud, nigga. Really?
Yeah,
I'm talking to one right now, but I don't know none. You know what I mean?
I know plenty of them.
They scatter themselves around and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
I know plenty of them, but sometimes you got to go out the state to get them.
Yep.
Yeah, I do. I fly bitches in. I fly them in.
Oh,
I get like one a month, and I be flying them in.
Wow.
I do. I fly them in. And, you know, being a regular human being, I just so happen to be 26 and not living with my peoples, so I can fly you in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hit them up, and, yeah, you come through when they fly in. Yeah, Florida. I like that. They got a nice taste in Atlanta. They real experimental out there. But I just wish we had some homegrowns out here. We don't. I got to fly them down.
Listen, it ain't hard. You just got to look in the right place and look in the right places and hire your sanity. Or maybe you need to know them a little bit.
Yeah.
I need to move some down here.
Sometimes lowering your studs and get you the best one in the world. That's what I had to do on a couple of cases. I had to lower my standards. I wanted all my chicks to look like Trina. I ain't gonna lie, that's not gonna happen.
You know, brother, you know that's not gonna happen.
They had to look like Trina, cause that, you know, she a fantasy. You know, when you got a fantasy, you kind of want them to look like that, so it reminds you of a little bit. But
yeah.
I was getting all those bougie stuff up. Bro, let me. Bitch, fuck you, and you know what I'm saying? Nah.
I did that whole thing, but see, you lucky to be the way that you are, because just the luck of the draw and shit, although y'all do have to deal with some bullshit as studs, I will say that, just everyday workforce type bullshit, but y'all hot commodity. Like, I tried the whole, I'm a date fans, you know what I'm saying? I'm just be that bitch that be on fam, so I could get me some quality. And every time, without fail, they will cheat on you, and it'll be with a stud, and that bitch will have no job, have her head done, and smell like beer and throw up every time. And it's just like, that's my life, really?
That's just gross. Oh, God.
Yeah, I thought about being a stud, but I'm going to cover up all this ice.
I wonder if that's right. We want to thank you for hitting us up on She's On Radio. We're going to hit some of them more people. And you know, we're going to go right back to
it. All right, do that thing.
All right. Area code 757-602 Talk.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's good?
It's me again, Tamara.
I really wasn't
on here earlier when y'all was talking about the little subjects. I don't know the subject y'all was talking about.
For me, I'm talking about good stud, bad stud, good femme, bad femme. How do you feel about the both of them? Put it like that.
I don't trust neither one of them, for real.
I know, that's right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's telling the truth.
Well, yeah, she is telling the truth. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's the truth, though. I'm really telling the truth. I got trust issues. I really do. Like, the girl that I'm with right now, which is my girlfriend, we've been together for some months now, almost a year. But it's like she's trying so hard to get my trust, but I just can't give it to her right now because I've been hurt so bad. So I'm just like, okay, you know, you still got to work your way up, and I see how it is, blah, 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 you know. And then I've dated a femme before, but we used to bump heads all the time, and I don't really like femmes. I don't like them, but I've dated them. Too much like me. Maybe that's why. So, I don't know. That's a hard subject for me, but I don't trust them. I don't trust the good ones. I don't trust the bad ones. So, I just leave it at that. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But if I don't, I don't. But
that's how you're supposed to be, for real. I mean, I just feel like, you know, nobody, you should trust nobody, honestly, for God. And if a person really wants your trust, they need to work for it. You shouldn't just give them your trust automatically, because people, as we already know, they're human. So humans mess up. You feel what I'm saying? So they got to show you, like, look, I'm your worth, you know. You got to be like, look, you're worthy of my trust. Until they prove that to you, yeah, don't give it out too easily, because people like to run over top people like
Mm-hmm. But, like, I can't spell it right now. Yeah. But I'm in a little fucked up situation right now. And I don't know how I'm going to get myself out of the situation, but I'm going to get myself out because I don't depend on nobody to help me out the situation that I'm in. If I got myself in the situation, I'm going to get myself out of the situation. But it's like, my girlfriend, when I told her about the situation, she kind of got mad at me because I'm a good girl. I just made one dumb, fucked up decision. You know, it's always that one fucked up decision that just make everybody look at you like, damn, why the fuck you do that? I mean, but it's a lesson learned because I won't do it again. You feel me?
Right.
So I learned from my mistakes, and I'm just trying to, you know, cope with it and get the situation over with so that way I ain't got to worry about it over my shoulders and I got to look back on what I did and what I didn't do. I don't got time for that. I don't need to be looking over my shoulders and people looking after me, looking for me. I don't got time for that. So, yeah. And my birthday is in 2 hours. I am so happy.
Oh,
thank you. I cannot wait. I'm so happy. My friend got a bottle and some more. I'm so happy. I'm at work. I'm about to go home, chill out, drink.
Enjoy your birthday.
Yes. But, you know, nice talking to y'all. And I was trying to, what happened to the show 2 nights ago? Y'all wasn't on then.
Yeah, we do Mondays, Monday through. We do Monday through Friday, but like we told y'all Thursday, we wasn't gonna be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday because we was going to South Carolina Pride. So that's what happened with that.
Cause
but,
I was calling, I was like, "Dang, my niggas ain't on the line." I was mad.
She was cussing us out.
Motherfucker, blank. I was calling in, and then I fell.
Yeah,
I was mad because, you know, y'all know the white man voice that come on. He said, "Your shows does not start within 15 minutes."
Oh,
I was mad. I was like, "That's so bad." I was mad at y'all. I was like, "Man, I'm gonna get them when I call them on Monday." But
nah, don't beat us up, please.
No, I ain't gonna beat y'all up, but you know.
I said, I'm technically closer. You will get to me before you get to KC. So, no, don't beat us up.
Where is you, KC?
I'm in Richmond. Virginia.
I can get to Richmond, too. Don't
you? That's right.
All she got to have is
64.
It ain't number 64 you signed.
Exactly.
Man, it's got 20 minutes. You get oh, yeah, you real close. Which way? You in Hampton, right?
I'm in Newport News. I'm in the middle of both of y'all. I'm in the middle of both of y'all.
She can
flip a coin like a buck on the Richmond or Portsmouth. Which one?
Yes, both of y'all need to come down here Friday. I'm not playing.
Friday. That's the 29th.
Yes. My party is at the alley. Y'all need to come and have fun.
How you'll probably be on the same day as Madea with this protection coming up.
I mean, y'all can go to the movies earlier that day.
No. It's good to go at 10 p.m. when all the people be in there laughing and joking.
Oh, my gosh.
You got the hungry lady in the corner throwing popcorn at you.
How about this? Y'all go to the movies and they come to the party. Because the party ain't over till 2 o'clock.
So how about we do this? If we don't make it there on Friday, keep us informed. We definitely be at your next one.
Okay.
I don't want to sit here and promise you nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Well, y'all got my number. Y'all can take my number down and call me. Let me know if y'all going to make it or not.
Say so we got your number?
Yeah.
How you know we got your number?
Because I'll be like, 757-602, hit us up.
See, the last four, and you got the whole number.
So the last four is 8437. 8437.
I know what it is. I'm looking at it right now.
So you talking about, how you know we know it? See?
Yeah, we know it. We know it. You see, right here. I can look at you right
now. But for real, y'all need to hit me up. Maybe we can go somewhere. Go out to eat or something.
All right. Well, you got our Facebook and Twitter, right?
No, hold on. Let me write that down. Hold on. Let me back.
All right. Let me go ahead and send a Jeopardy song, everybody. What is it?
All right. Ooh.
KC is facebook.com/ J-U-S-Z.
J-U-S-Z.
Yeah, J-U-S-Z, KC, with a regular K and a C.
KT.
Yeah, like KC and JoJo.
Ooh, yeah.
Just KT.
Yeah, just KC, J-U-S-Z, KC. Like, pretty much it's just KC.
All right. Teddy?
Mine is facebook.com/bishop1983.
Bishop?
Yeah. 1983. Yeah.
All right. I'm about to add y'all right now.
We waiting on you now. Don't play with us now. We know we got the belt.
We got the belt.
All right. Nice talking to y'all.
All right. We're going to go down to area code 803-446. Talk to us.
Hey, yo. What's up, y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Young Rod.
Hey, what's good?
Oh, no.
Man.
And stuff, like homework and midterms, I pulled the dread or something out, man. But other than that, I've been blessed.
Yeah.
How y'all been?
You been doing all right? Well, I'm doing all right, Teddy. Where you been, Teddy?
I'm lovely. I'm still smiling from the weekend.
Still smiling? What's up?
Right.
I don't even want to know. I ain't doing nothing.
I seen somebody that's very, very beautiful, and if they listen, you very, very beautiful. I talked to you later on, and I finally got to meet her, and we went out to the club, and I seen Beauty perform, and let's just say, yes.
Okay. So you got to spend the full 24 hours with a pretty face. Yeah, I feel you on that one. I've been listening, and, like, before I even say anything on the topic, my question is, all right, I'm 25 years old. I came out to my mom when I was, like, 14, okay? I never really did labels, but I've always been labeled a stud, whatever. Mm-hmm. What's a quote-unquote real stud? I heard one of the young ladies say that, you know, like, real studs don't exist, and I don't know if I should be offended or not because I'm like, well, damn, if that's the case, then what am I? Because I'm a woman first, but I understand with all the labels. And can y'all define that for me?
I don't believe in the whole. First of all, I'm not really a label person, period. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we already are put in a box by society. Why do we continue to put ourselves in another type of box that society wants to be called? As far as the studs and the real films, I believe if you're a human, if you have... First of all, put it like this. I'm just going to make it short. I don't like the word stud.
Thank you.
I don't like the word stud. I feel like, you know, when you say stud, you're talking about a diamond earring in your ear or a horseshoe. You know what I'm saying? A bottom of a horseshoe. And
yeah.
I don't think that's what her advertisement should be calling me. And so I don't really, I don't like the word stud. I just don't get it. I've been no label for a while. And, you know, I just don't get the whole stud scenario. You know, I don't get it. Because one minute is, you can't have sex with a woman. You can't bend over. You can't get your stuff.
Right.
You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this.
Yeah,
there's
too many rules. There's too many rules.
Exactly. Who wants to be put in a box like that? Who wants society to be telling us what the hell we can do and what we can't? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I can't open my legs to my girl that I love. No. And
no.
I don't want to be put in that category. Don't put me in no category like that. KC, baby. All these.
Come on. Saying, and the stud is Jude. Everybody call me a stud, and I'm like, okay, that's what you call me. But like you say, you KC, I'm just plain old Teddy. I ain't put no label on it because it's too much to go. It's like a job application.
You know?
You gotta have your requirements to be a stud. I am me. If I want to get head from my lady, by damn it, I'm gonna get head. If I want to bend over, shit, bend me over. That's, you know, if I get down to it. I'm a woman at the end of the day. Come on now. Gotta go get a resume to be a stud.
I'm real curious, though, where the labels came from. I mean, well, I asked that to say this. We're all human beings, so as far as good or bad, we just have to deal with the fact that as human beings, we have to deal with the duality of that spirit. Sometimes you'll be good, sometimes you'll be bad, but, I mean, nobody's perfect. The only person that walked this earth that was perfect was Jesus Christ. And that dude didn't get very much love for being perfect. So, I mean, if we learn to accept each other and, as far as relationships are concerned, fight for what you believe in. If you believe in your love, you believe in your relationship and the person that you concern, I mean, that you're with, then you shouldn't really be concerned of how good or how bad they may be compared to other females. Like, that's childish, isn't it?
It's something. It shouldn't be crazy to me.
I just want everybody to just love. Like, why you just can't love unconditionally with no type of ties to it and be happy?
Some people won't raise up on love. They don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Some people, and that's just, I'm a victim of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't raised, like, in, you know, two-parent homes, and mom had to work more than she could love. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of children, you know, wasn't raised where they knew what love was really was until they got older and got hurt. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people now that looks for a lover, look for a mother or a father in their lover when they should be looking for their lover. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's a lot. But one day people will understand that, you know, the best person you can be is yourself.
Right?
The label ain't nothing. The label shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be defined as anything other than, you you know, Casey, Rod, or Teddy, or you. It's just all about you. And if people can't get down with that, then they don't need to be in your circle. Straight up.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm glad y'all clarified that. I'm about to get back to this homework. Y'all stay blessed. I'm going to sit back and enjoy and listen to the rest of this show.
Oh, we'll get homework. Come down there and get you with a belt.
No. I'm bringing A's at the end of the semester. I'll let you know in about a month what it's looking like. I'll tag you in that poster, that report card right there. I ain't trying to get no whoopings.
Please do,
because
I'm coming. I'm
inboxing. I'm scared already.
Don't run.
Don't
be worse if you run
there. Oh. Then I won't run, but I definitely will not give you a reason to whoop my tail. Guarantee you that.
All right, get back to the homework now.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, ladies, if y'all want to talk to Casey or Teddy, press that number one right now. Matter of fact, we got in the call, area code 254-624, talk to us. Y'all remember, ladies, if y'all want to talk to us, press the number one. We talk to you on anything, whether it's school, work, your lover, your relationship. You never had orgasm.
Oh, God.
Talk about everything on She's On Radio. So
you know it.
You can't talk to us. You can't even see us, so that's even better. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, press that number one. We're here to talk to you. We love you. And let's take 254-624. Talk to us.
Hello?
Hey, how are
Hello?
You?
Hey, it's Sierra.
Hey, girl.
Hi. What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Huh?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Chilling. Watching TV.
What you watching?
I'm watching Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Okay. You watching the Omelet Station.
What?
So you're watching the
Omelet
Station.
That's what I said. Okay. Explain that.
How was our weekend? Our weekend was great. What about yours?
You know, I just worked like always.
Where you live? 254 to Texas, right?
Huh?
Where 254 at is? That Texas?
Yeah, Temple, Texas.
I know it. Thank you. Thank goodness I got it right. Where that's it?
What?
Yeah. The 254, where are you at again?
Temple, Texas.
Temple, Texas. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, that first call, it sounded good.
You said what?
So that first call, it sounds cute, man.
Which one?
The very first caller, I guess. The 704.
The film?
No, I think she was just, I don't know. I can't tell my voices what people are.
Yeah, I can.
I guess she was a stud. Her voice was a little deep.
Nah, you talking about from North Carolina, she was a stump.
Huh?
She was a film.
No, not her. Not the one who was talking about flying people in.
Which one you told? They all been filmed.
The one before her.
Yeah, a film. Oh, fresh.
Oh,
fresh.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah. I knew I was right. Whatever. I don't have nothing to talk about. I was calling to say hi.
Oh.
You
got something to talk about. She knows she got something. How was your day?
My day was good. I just worked. That's all I do, y'all. I just work and sleep. Go out a little bit and then do it all over again.
Well, let's talk about work. Did you have to cut somebody out?
No, but my ex came by, man.
How did that
Horrible.
Feel?
Y'all remember the story I told y'all about the Jays and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, she came by.
Uh-oh. That won't do it.
I mean, it wasn't no, it didn't feel like tension there, but it was just, it was weird. It was weird. Because I haven't seen her since forever. It was weird. She still got my lanyard and stuff. It was just weird.
Did you smile?
I did. I'm sorry, I did. It just came. I was like, but I shouldn't have. I should have been like, you bitch, but I wasn't.
No, you won't. It's okay to smile. It's okay.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I guess it's okay.
Did you start a metafinger?
You did it in your head, right?
You did it in your head. Oh, man. In my head, I was like, you bitch, but on the outside, I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's okay to smile at her and him, man. Yeah. But, you know, she meant a lot to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, smile at her. But just know, don't go for it no more now that she ready to be with all she can be in the army.
Oh, Lord, you went there. Be all that you can be.
Be all that
you can be in the army.
All right, well, that's how you feel.
Okay. That's what we talk about. That's what we want to hear. No?
What?
That's what we want to hear, girl.
Okay, Annie. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Got anything you want to ask? She's on radio. And just tonight, you know, she's going to flip it on you. You want to talk to us? What you want to know?
I don't know, man.
You put her on the spot. Dun,
dun, dun.
See, that's why I hung up the other night on that lady, because I was scared.
See, you're going to make her hang up again. They can't put on the spot tonight.
She said, hello. Oh, no, I'm going to hang up.
No,
I'm like, hello?
Because I didn't know what to think. She was like, and then I was like, okay, bye.
Like, duh. What happened?
What?
Oh, yeah. You don't got to be scared of us. We here for you, okay?
I'm not scared. I was just, you know.
Yes, you are. You a little bit.
She was scared. She scared me a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's,
I don't know what to say about that one.
Me neither.
I don't either.
We saw you.
Okay. Calm down. I'm not scared. I'm G. We don't get scared.
I will ask you some questions. You've been talking to us for almost a month now, every night. And you don't have no questions for us.
I don't, to be honest.
She could be like, so what's y'all names? Where y'all from? Do y'all have
okay,
babies?
What's y'all's names? Where y'all from? Do y'all got kids? Y'all married?
Okay.
Y'all go to school? Y'all work?
Well, you go first, Teddy. You go ahead and tell about yourself.
My name is Teddy. I got two kids. I got a 13-year-old and a 4.5-year-old. I currently take care of my father. I'm his caregiver. And I live in the whack-ass city of Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh.
Well, damn, you sound angry.
Yes, because I live in this whack city.
I mean, she got Angry Bird on it, doesn't it?
She did. And my birthday's next month.
I can see her now throwing a chicken at some pigs now while she's saying that shit.
You know what? That damn game, I played it, I get pissed off, put the phone up, I'm like, I can't play this shit no more. The damn pig.
Well, my name is Casey. I'm the one that you'll be talking to on Twitter. I live in Richmond. Have my own business, of course, she's on. I'm engaged to be married.
Oh.
I'm single.
for talking to me.
I like chicken. I like Butterfingers. I like cookies. I like Kool-Aid, the red can preferably. I like Waffle House, IHOP. I like big booties. I like women. I like to be a stupid clown. And I'm just giggly, you know. I'm goofy. And I like to live life the way it's supposed to be lived. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me. You can always have a good time when you're around me. That's just
about me. I make people have a good time, too, and then we'll be both together. It's a done deal. It's going down.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Asking some more questions. This is fun.
Yes, it is.
Oh, question and answer game. Mm-hmm.
While we got her on the phone, ladies, tonight we're going to switch the game up. We're going to let y'all interview us. Y'all can ask us anything, any questions y'all want to ask us. Anything. You can even ask us what colors our nose hair. We're going to tell you. So.
But don't ask me no bad questions, though, because I'm not good at math right at the moment.
So ask us some more questions. This
I feel special. I switched it up. What?
Hey.
Did y'all watch Love and Hip Hop tonight?
No. My lights were out.
I don't. I've heard too much about it that it's like ghetto as hell. So, no, I didn't watch it. I watch Hell Kitchen and MasterChef, so.
I like ghetto shows. I don't call them ghetto. I call them realness. I call them real life. You know, when they get on any reality show, I don't feel like it's ghetto. I feel like I'm on that, you know, like, this is real stuff. This is stuff that everybody is going through in their life. You feel me? Like, it might not be on TV, but you beefing with somebody. Everybody got somebody hating on them. Everybody got, you know, and they just putting the real shit on TV. That's the stuff that you go through every day. You just not the one getting the check. Okay, they getting the check for it, but we not. So that's why everybody mad about it. You feel me?
I'm mad. Why did they can't come in the mail today? What the hell?
Like basketball wise, everybody like, so why the hell they the basketball wise now messing with people? It's because they're letting you know what they had to go through when they was with the basketball people, and was with, you know what I'm saying? So you maybe possibly could think again before you go there. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a lesson in all them shows, like Love and Hip Hop. I feel like the lesson in that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to manage a relationship. Think about it. Chrissy and Jim, when they was on there, and now, you know what I'm saying, it's Scrappy and his chick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to manage a relationship. But, you like, Scrappy, you still could be faithful. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of things that, like, you got to look in between the lines at when you're looking at these realities. You know what I'm saying? I personally love it because I like anything real anyway. I'm a realist, so. That's just me. I like real shit. You feel me, Texas?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You feel me? You like that stuff, though.
What?
I say you like that real stuff,
though. Yeah, sometimes. It depends.
I like Tammy. That's my boo. She said, you ain't getting this pocketbook till you come and start apologizing to me. I said, Lord. Cut that little girl out. I felt so sorry for that girl on Basketball Wives this season. She really caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't just catch it from Tammy. She caught it from everybody. Like, you gotta keep your mouth closed. You don't want nobody to come at you. Don't just be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got any more questions for us in the second?
I don't know. These people are probably mad because I'm just on the phone talking.
Well, at the moment, let me see if we have any more callers. We don't have any more callers. Just pressing the number one. So you can keep asking us some questions.
Nobody. Oh, my gosh. Why aren't y'all pressing number one? Press it.
No.
Okay. They're scared of us, I think. I don't know. Sad, though.
I'm scared.
I'm sad though. I wish they put number one because I want to talk. Like me and Teddy, but you want to
talk.
Me too. I want to hear. It's like a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of people listening to us. They're scared to talk to us.
Don't be scared. We is not gonna bite.
I mean, I might bite. I don't know about Teddy.
I might bite. I mean, a little bit on your neck, maybe. But I'm not gonna bite you.
Well, I ain't biting the neck. I might bite the head off, but I'm hungry. I'm wet right now.
It
probably tastes like chicken.
Oh, man. You want some chicken, bro?
Oh,
Lord.
I might bite a chunk out the booty or something. I don't know.
Yeah, if it's nice. Yeah,
the booty, then my jeans going to look awkward.
No, they're not. Not if you bite it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, whatever.
Okay, you can't. Look, she can't hang, Teddy. We crazy over here. We talk about everything over here.
I can hang, whatever.
Call us the den, baby. We talk about everything over here.
Yeah.
Living room.
Y'all finally got my picture with King Tails.
Oh, you finally got it?
Yeah, it's because she came to Colleen that one weekend that she was on y'all's show. Came to Colleen, but the club was small as hell, so like, cause like when she do shows, she be doing some crazy stuff, like she need a stage or something, and like, couldn't even enjoy her show, cause she brought out this big ass air mattress, and the people wouldn't move, so it wasn't that good, but then I got my picture, so it was off there.
That's all that matters, you got that picture, right?
Mm-hmm, that's all that matters, got my picture.
That's all that matters.
Huh?
I'm glad you got to get that picture.
Me too.
You coming to
see me? I don't know. I'm a struggling college kid.
Oh.
So, that's probably not in my budget.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's all going to be next year.
Huh?
And school is first.
Mm-hmm.
Education is the key to success, and school is first. Definitely
mm-hmm.
go to school.
Yeah.
God willing, you know, she's always going to be around, and it's going to get better each and every year. So next
mm-hmm.
year, or the year after that, whenever you get it in your schedule, or you can bring KC to your town. KC will come to you. I will come. I will bring she's
cool.
on. I will bring shoes on, and I will come. I don't have no problem with coming. I like to travel, and I will bring
mm-hmm.
performers. We will get down in your town. I'm doing Shoe Pride in Richmond this year, Richmond, Virginia this year, and next
mm-hmm.
year, it all depends on you. It all depends on the fans, where you want me to come. KC,
hey,
coming to California. And KC's going to be in California. Casey is coming off, or whatever Casey is coming. So Teddy is telling you, I don't mind getting on the road. Casey will be wherever Casey is, Teddy gonna be mine. So
it's like this, we'll get the crew together, man. You know how we do. Get the crew. Round up.
So
right out.
All Casey gotta go is tell my team and my team will be ready. Let's go. That's just how we do.
We'll make it happen.
You know? We'll make it happen. Talk to your promoters and stuff and tell them, like, look, we need some type of something. We need Shoe Pride to come here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We will come deep.
You know it.
We'll pack the whole plane, you hear me?
Oh, Lord.
We will come to entertain you, straight up. Mm-hmm. All right? So that's definitely, we'll, you know, whenever you're ready for us, we're ready for you.
Alrighty, I'll keep that in mind.
All right now. don't be scared. Don't be scared to ask us questions either the next time we talk to you.
I told y'all I'm not scared. I'm a G.
Yeah, we're not going to tell nobody. I promise you we're not going to tell nobody that you're a little scared.
Oh, Lord. Whatever.
Well, we want to definitely think you can call the She's on Radio.
Probably.
I'm going to go down here and hit some of these people up that's not pressing the one. I'm going to make them talk to me.
Get them. Scare them.
Yeah. All right. So we'll definitely come back to you, okay?
All right.
And next time, have our almond ready, all
right? I'm hungry. All
right, sweetheart.
Bye.
All right. All right. All right, are you cool? Are you cool? Oh, Lord, we got a couple of people on top. All right, call 804-236. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, I switched numbers on y'all so y'all don't know who it is.
Hurricane Fab. What was it, 502? You're going to twist up on us.
Yeah.
Write it down so you can remember now.
I know.
Yeah,
I'll
switch
up
on y'all.
Get the matrix on us, man.
Really, though. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Good. And yourself?
Hi from this road trip.
Good time. Calling y'all from the Waffle House.
Oh, snap, girl. You better have us a snack.
Yep.
I just want a waffle. How was the South Carolina trip? Y'all had fun?
Man, South Carolina was off the TV. South Carolina was off the chain. When I say 804, the stuff that they do down there ain't compared to the stuff that we do up, listen to me, okay? We saw nipples, girl. We don't see that kind of stuff in Virginia.
So nipples and stuff.
I went to go sit down and get some apple because the club felt like colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I seen some butt flying on the pole. And I almost passed out.
What? You should have took some pictures or something.
Girl, I couldn't get the camera off fast enough. Girl, I ain't know whether to get my hell or the camera. I said, hell, I got to live.
Yeah, I think that hell would have been the best thing.
Yeah.
I got a question.
What's good?
What made y'all go to 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock?
We have a wide range of different areas that do call their radio station. And we want to try to get everybody in so they can be able to call. And, you know, 10 o'clock was, I mean, 11 o'clock was good, but a lot of people did have work in the morning. You know, so they can call at maybe 10 o'clock and still be able to talk to us or whatever. It won't be too late, you know. Then, you know, my co-host, she got babies, too, so.
Yeah. Because I'm losing my hour, and I'm getting busted. I'm missing the first whole hour of the show, and I'm getting busted.
I know.
But the world don't revolve around me. I'm still learning it.
Nah, 11 o'clock was good, but, you know, a lot of people got kids. You know, they their kids get up in the morning for school and just trying to be, I guess you want to call us economy ready, right? Trying to be eco-friendly.
I got a suggestion. If y'all care
to get
it. Why don't you change, you can't change it like every other night, like one night do 10, one night do 11?
Nah, baby.
Oh.
That'll really get people off. They'll be like, hold on, what's going on?
Yep.
It's still, you know, it's still people that, like we said, you gotta look at Jamaica, you gotta look at Japan, you got states, you got countries that's calling. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, trying to work with everybody, cause Japan, they day above us, right? They in a couple of hours.
They're ahead of us.
Yeah. So, you know, when we call, we had our guest to call in. You know, she call in sometimes just to listen. And when we, it'd be like, 11 o'clock here? It'd be like 10 in the morning over there. Yeah, it'd be early in the morning over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we just try to make it so it won't be too early for people and it won't be too late. Then,
I guess I could just do 11 to 12 then.
But soon as we get on XM Radio, definitely going to be, it's going to be longer hours.
Oh, wow. XM Radio, that's what's up.
You're going to have shifts then.
Huh?
I said, you're going to have shifts then.
No, it'll be the same time.
Mm.
It'll be the same time, but, you know, you'll be able to listen to it online and when you're traveling.
No. We'll be on demand at the same time. Probably then. You know, it just depends on the people calling in, how much feedback we get from this. And if we get good feedback, you know, I'll take it to the next step.
Y'all got me out here. I like it so much. I be out here promoting for like anybody I talk to. I be like, y'all don't be calling. She's on radio. Like, be off the chain.
Hey, you know, we talk about it all over here. There ain't no limits over here, baby. There ain't no limits. Yeah. We talk about it all. You know, the other night, I don't even think you was on here the other night, man. This girl called in and she didn't know how to have an orgasm, man. It sounded like we was having phone sex on the phone, man. It was crazy. It was off the chain.
Oh, my God. That must have been Friday.
No, it was Thursday, want to tell you. We were on here. Yeah. I think it was Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Thursday night. I was kind of scared to do it at first. I was like, man, I don't want, you know, somebody hit that. But shoot, when I did that, everybody started pressing one.
What is going on the station tonight?
Right in the middle.
It was like, why she get quiet? I mean, the girl got quiet and everything. Like, she had a different tone in her voice. Like, I don't know if she was.
Her voice sounded like it was going up instead of, you know, the normal, you know, how a person would normally talk on the phone. It started going up, like she touching herself, I think.
Sounded like somebody was on the phone, say something. I felt kind of bad at the end of me tell her. But, some people don't know how to please themselves, so sometimes you got to help them out, you know.
Right.
Is it still up online?
Yes, it is. SZRadio.biz.
Okay.
You can go listen to all our radio, all our shows on that link or whatever. And
I'm gonna listen to it. And when I call in tomorrow, I'm gonna say something about it.
Yeah, that girl, she was like, but that's it. You gotta touch it right here. She was like, okay. I was like, oh, Lord, I got a little scared. I didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Am I okay? Like, is this really happening?
Yeah, what's really happening? Oh, wow. But, yeah, it was definitely worth it because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't know what orgasm is. They never felt it. So they, you know. And I'm glad it was a little freaky, a little exotic that night, but I'm glad I was able to help her. You know, now she know how to please herself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you was able to help her, too, because Lord knows I wouldn't know what to do if I hadn't never experienced. Well, I probably wouldn't. If I didn't know, then I wouldn't know what I was missing out on. But since I do know, Lord.
Think about that. Lord.
She means a lot.
You gotta learn, you know, like my mom said, she gotta learn,
mm-hmm.
You gotta learn, because you ain't gonna never experience with another person until you experience with yourself, because you gotta know what it feel like.
Okay.
Real talk. It feels
good. But since I'm in the Waffle House and my food is up, I'm gonna still be listening to y'all, but I'm about to eat.
All right, though. Go ahead, eat your food and hit us up tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Alright. We're going to area code. Hold on. I just saw the number there. If you want to talk to She's on Radio, go ahead and press that number one, ladies. We definitely want to talk to you. You'll talk to us about anything. Anything that comes to your mind. You could be going through something in your relationship. You could be going through something that you need help with sexually, mentally, physically, all that good stuff. You can even say, hey, Casey, hi, Teddy. I'm just here to support you. However you want to do it, you can ask us any question in the world. We are here to talk to you, so definitely hit that number one. I'm going to go to area code 240-280. Talk to us.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to know, Casey, how old are you?
How old am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30. Now you got me telling my age, but I'm, this is you.
You're,
I'm going to tell you.
You're what? You're 30.
Yeah.
Like 30. That's it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Teddy, how old are you?
I'm 28. I'll be 29 next month.
And what's y'all sign?
Libra. I'm
a Leo.
A Leo and a Libra.
Yeah.
And Teddy, you're the Leo?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I figured. All right.
Wait a minute.
I can tell. I can tell you have a
I want
to
know.
You have a little bit of cockiness to you. That's all.
Oh, my God. I'm not cocky.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. I've been told I am, but
KC, really, you 30 years old?
Is that bad? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, you're my age. I'm just wondering. I thought, okay, all right.
So,
and another question.
When
are you going to have Pretty P back on here?
Well, actually, Pretty P will be at She Fried in August. She was just here, two weeks ago. And I definitely will try to get her back on. If you want us to get her back on. I'll ask her. She'll come up.
What about King Kim?
Okay, I could do that too.
I'm gonna need you to get King Kale's Lucky and Pretty P back on here.
All right. If that's what you want, I'll write it by calendar and I'll see what they say.
I'll let them know
that they are demanded.
Huh?
I said, I'll let them know that they are demanded again.
They're
pretty good about their fans. They love, they're real good at interacting with their fans. So if I let them know, all we can do is just see what they say, right?
Right. Yeah, King Kells will be here Thursday.
Where you 240? That's up north. That's what is that? Baltimore?
DMV area.
Yeah, and it wasn't like.
Yeah.
That's like miles.
Right, and so what's really going on for She-Zone? Because I really want to know.
What you mean for She-Zone?
For Pride, for the She-Zone Pride. What's going on?
Well, pretty much August 3rd through the 5th, we have a two-day event. Well, that's actually going to be consisting of 24 to 26 entertainers coming from all over the United States to perform for you. And then we got a cookout that Sunday to end it off. So it's pretty much a two-night event because we couldn't fit everybody in one night, so we had to do a two-night thing. And it's going to be live.
And it's going to be.
You said
what's up? It's in Richmond?
Yeah, it's in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. At what club?
It's not in a club.
It's not going to be at a club. It's going to be what, at a hall? Y'all going to have them dancing at a hall?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. Okay. All right. That's it. I don't have too many questions. I just wanted to know how old y'all were and what time y'all were. But y'all surprised me. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Y'all have a good night. I enjoy listening to y'all.
You too. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Ladies, if you want to talk to us, hit us up. I'm going to hit up the chat line, see if we got any questions in the chat room. Chat room is sitting down a second. So, that is not my fault. That is the browser's fault. So, ladies, if you would like to talk to KC or Teddy, we are definitely here to talk to you about anything. You can ask us questions. You can ask us anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's set up another topic. How do you know Tay, do you believe in love at first sight? Like, is that even okay, or is it like real, or can it happen, or?
It can happen. I mean, I ain't gonna sit here and say I don't believe in it. I mean, I do. It's nice when it happens.
Have you ever experienced love at first sight?
Honestly, no.
Okay. Well, I believe that, you know, when it comes down to love at first sight, anybody can experience lust at first. I believe that love is something that it's strong and it doesn't build over one day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't feel like, you know, you can love somebody the same day you meet them. You can love them friend-wise, but you can't just be romantically in love with them because you don't know who they are. You know?
Right. It takes time. You can't be in love, oh, you meet them, I'm in love with you. No. That's nuts. That love takes time. You build it over time. That's what I think about it.
Right. I just think a lot of people mistake love and lust. I think we talked about that the other night.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people mistake the whole love for lust thing. Like, you know, as soon as they meet the person, it's like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. I love her. And a lot of people, you know, instead of, like, getting to know people for who they are on the inside, they only love what they see on the outside. I don't think that's fair to the person that deserves to be loved for who she really is, you know?
Right.
I don't feel like that's fair. And I feel that, you know, she deserves better than that. I mean, women, period, deserve to be loved for who they are. Like, come on now. Women are, like, the most beautiful creatures in the world.
Yes, they
are. We deserve... You know, we deserve to be treated like queens, you know?
Yeah.
You know, even the stud, you know, the studs or the dom, AGs, you know, whatever they call themselves, to me, they're queens too. Like, you know, we're all queens, we're all women, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I feel like no matter what you label yourself as, you know, you're still a queen to me. You're still going to be a queen too.
Wait a minute, but I'm just thinking of my name now, bro. State of the Queen, it don't. You know, go together. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you know. It's just, I feel like, you know, if you are a woman on the line, if you are listening, and you are one of those ones that love quick, it's nothing wrong with putting your feelings into a woman that you just met, but never put your whole 100% all into them. You get what I'm saying? Because if you give your all to somebody, what do you have left for yourself? How can you love yourself back if you don't have love for yourself? You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do that. And you gotta know your worth, ladies. Like, nobody owns you. Nobody owns you. Nobody should be able to tell you what to do. Nobody should do anything. Like, you love yourself, and, you know, love at first sight. It's cool. It's cute. It's a fairy tale thing, you know. But get to know somebody. Get to know them, like, and really get to know if this person is the one that you want to be loving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On that type of level. Because everybody you meet in the street, they can give you a good smile and a good, cute, sexy face, ain't the one that's going to be cute and sexy in 2 or 3 or 4 months. You get what I'm saying? So,
get
to know these people. And really study them and examine them. I'm a picky nigga. I'm real picky when it comes down to
dating. I'm picky too.
I don't play that. You know, if you're gonna date me, you're going to get to know me. You're going to get to know my insides, my outsides, where I've been. You're gonna know everything about me within the time that we're dating, because I'm just the type of person that doesn't believe in holding back. Like, you know, if you're really going out, you're trying to get with me, you're going to know me, because I don't want to be like, okay, 7 months down the line, you find something out about me. I could have told you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 100. I just keep everything real. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to, like, Know these women. Know these who you giving your love to, giving your heart to. Everybody that you love is not loving you back. So
right.
Definitely pay close attention to that. You know. And, you know, tonight's topic was definitely based on the good girls and the bad girls and the bad boys and the bad and the good boys. You know, when it comes down to that, I just like, look, we all human. We all are different. We all have different personalities. We all are good and we all are bad. That's just a human nature. We all like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, like I was telling Teddy earlier, I am a good person. I'm humble. I'm loving. I'm all of that, but at the same time, you know, I'm 100% bad boy, like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it. I was raised around boys, like brothers and cousins and friends. All my friends was boys. And I was just raising, you know, around boys. And I've learned to live that lifestyle. It's who I am, and I'm not trying to change myself for nobody. I can treat a woman like she needs to be treated, but she is not going to treat me like she wants to be how she wants to treat. She's going to treat me, she's going to love me, she's going to give me respect, or that side of me will come out. That's just what
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. That's
just real. I'll tell you how you feel about, you know, I know we talked about it earlier, but there's a lot of women on here that hasn't heard us from the beginning, so tell them how do you feel about that scenario, the bad girl, good girl, you know.
I feel about what?
How you feel about the good boy, good girl, like, because a lot of people in there was not here earlier. A couple of new people.
I mean, some people are attracted to that bad boy, you know, type, but it's the way how can I explain it without sounding crazy? Trying to remember what I was saying earlier. Oh, you know, I totally forgot what I was about to say, bro.
Yeah, y'all, you know, just, there's nothing wrong with dating a bad boy, because bad boy doesn't necessarily mean that they're hoes, they're sluts, they're this, they're that. You know, bad means they're about business, they get it done. You know, they know how to take care of home, they know how to let their woman be woman and do what they got to do and be independent for themselves. They know how to let their woman go free and they support their women, and they're there for them. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I'm a bad boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not jealous. No. Like, look, that's my woman. Hey, it is what it is. If she go out and cheat, that's on her. That's her loss, not mine. You know what I'm saying? I love her to death, but as a bad boy, hey, God put that one in our life, and God will put another one in our life. You know, we don't take no ish. We don't take none of that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I've been like that all my life. I've been a bad boy all my life. I had a good heart, of course. We all got good hearts. We're here for people. But don't step on my toes too much.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But ladies, if y'all want to press the number one, y'all can go ahead and press the number one. We definitely want to talk to you. There's a whole lot of y'all on the line, and y'all already know. Don't nobody press one, I'm going down the line. So, are you code 310-775? Talk to us.
310.
Hello, 310? Hello, 310?
Hello?
All right. Hello? Hello?
All
right, Erico 770, talk to us. Now, how did I know you were going to come to
me? You knew it. You already know.
There you go. How y'all doing?
All right, and you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm about to wind down, call it a night. But
we
I wanted to talk about the topic.
Okay.
And I have always been attracted to the bad ones. Like, always been attracted to the bad ones. I don't know why. But only not bad in the sense that they treat me bad, because I just have zero tolerance for that. But just like I am attracted to people that your mama wouldn't necessarily want you to bring home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's basically just because of like physical appearances. Like, I like tats and I like piercings and all that kind of stuff. So they just look bad, but they've always been very, very, very sweet people to me. You know what I mean? Just very sweet to me. But like my partner now, she just looks really, really hard, but she's a softie. Oh my God. She's such a softie. But she looks like a bear. Like, you just know how to fuck with her. Like, she just looked like she ain't about no game. She's not fixing to play with you. Like, she just has a bad boy vibe to her. Just, I mean, she just does. But she's just a softie. So sometimes people can have, like, bad boy images or, like, a bad boy appearance, but that doesn't mean they're bad.
Right.
Yeah. And I think a little rough around the edges is exciting.
Exactly. It's very, because I'm like that, too. I like the bad fams. I like the ones that's like, look, I'm the sweetest person in the world, but don't you mess with me and don't mess with mine. That's what I like.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't always knock a bad person. Like you know, you just can't always do that because they can be good. They can be good. And then I'm like the opposite. I look very, very sweet, and I look very, very innocent. Double D died. Please don't. Don't believe her. Because I can be a little fireball when I want to be, you know?
Yeah.
As long as the people, as long as whoever you're dating is not being mean to you or not bad for you, you know, that's good. Because I don't really care what other people think about you, but as long as you are good to me and good for me, we can work. You know, we can make some things happen. So that's my two cents.
We're definitely glad that you put in your two cents. I definitely agree with you on a lot of that. Because, you know, just because you look bad doesn't mean that you are bad. And just because you are bad doesn't mean that you're horrible. Now, you can, you know, I just think bad is about attitude. Bad is about how you look at yourself and how you handle yourself and how you present yourself. Just like Bad Girls Club, right? You don't got to be, you don't have to do all that stuff. But you had a few on there that was about their business that wasn't, you know, in drama, and it was just about their business, you know. It was about, you know, look, I'm not here for your playtime, I'm here for business, you know?
Yeah.
And just because they bad don't mean that they are bad to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So, as usual, you guys rock, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, and I go to the doctor tomorrow, so I'm probably fully recovered now. So, yay for me. Very happy.
That's what we want to hear.
That's right. I'll let y'all know officially tomorrow if I can drive. Yes. That's really all I want to do is be able to drive again. So, if I get a chance to be driving again, I'll be good. But I'll let you know.
All right. You said, did what we told you to do this time, but do it again. We want to know people's updates, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right, you have a nice night.
You too.
All right. So, ladies, I definitely want to thank each and every one of you all for calling She's On Radio. We will be here tomorrow with Happy Face Entertainment. If you do not know about them, they are the hip-hop of the lesbian community. You know, they have some of the greats in that company. You get to talk to them, get to, you know, if you
know anybody that's trying to get out there in the music world, they are the people to get with. So y'all definitely let them know to call in to Marvel to talk to them because, yes, they're doing big things in our community. You know, like I tell my ladies every night, if you are tired of working a dead-end job, tired of not being able to go to work and be treated the way you're supposed to be treated, you're tired of getting on the bus every morning, tired of paying that same old gas bill, $40 to $50 to fill your tank every week just so you can make ends meet to go to work, look, I got a solution for you. And my good friend, the female Donald Trump is what I call her, she got a very good offer for you ladies. So I want y'all, that's what I want y'all to do, take down this email and this website so you can hit her up because it's a $1,200 sign-on bonus and you can work from home. And it's legit. I don't promote gimmicks, okay? So definitely www.position, P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N, yourself, Y-O-U-R-S-E-L-F, .info, I-N-F-O. Y'all ladies definitely need to hit that up because, look, our society is falling. It's a recession right now. There's a lot of people that's laying off, not caring about the community. And, you know, for her to step in and say, hey, I got an opportunity for everyone, you know, it's a good look and it's very selfless. And I really do appreciate you for doing this. So I'm asking everybody that's just tired and just want a new beginning, they need extra money for school or whatever, this is the way to go, right? And I also want y'all to support one of the hottest lesbian writers in the game. Okay? Her name is Miss Unique. Called out of Japan. She's awesome and she is the one. She's the one to get you where you need to be. Mentally, sexually, emotionally, all that stuff. Her writings talk about each and everything, okay? So it's http://. Adrian Stewart Chosen. That's ADRIANASTEWART, Chosen, CHOSEN, .wix.com. All right? Y'all ladies have a good night. I want to thank Teddy for calling on. You can send me speaking to the people. I'm being in my bonus. She always is.
You know I got you, man. Through hell and high water, we all we got.
We all we got, baby. So I thank you so much for supporting. She's on radio and supporting me. And, you know, you being around when I need it the most is just awesome. And I can't see myself with somebody else as a good person.
You're going to make me emotional, man,
because just thinking about how we went down to South Carolina. Me, you, and Paws, and then Boo, and we just went down there and met Shauna, and we went to...
Hey, let's give a shout-out to her, because if she's still listening, yes.
Yeah, we giving a shout-out to Shauna and Paws, and Truly for this awesome weekend. Definitely, again, giving a shout-out to the boss for definitely making it happen for us to come down there, and definitely giving a shout-out to them sex... Woo, them sex boys, that beauty.
Nope. Beauty.
Giving a shout out to Beauty and we're giving a shout out to Team Nympho. Y'all don't know. Y'all better ask somebody. Those are the upcoming. They will be at C-Prize 2012. So if you're looking for something different, you're looking for some entertainers that's not in your city, they come from Texas, Florida, Georgia, Connecticut, Tennessee. We got some from Cali, we got some from Baltimore, D.C.,
St. Louis.
St. Louis, we got some from St. Louis. We got entertainers coming from everywhere to entertain you. So if you are anxious to come to She Pride 2012, 24 to 26, and there's actually people still being added, look, y'all need to head up www. Don't forget the period, all right? She, S-H-E. Pride, P-R-I-D-E, period. Again, one more period, .tk. This is going to be an awesome event. She's on radio, will be there. I will be on the mic. Teddy's going to be security. We're going to get in.
Yes. When Beauty performs, I don't know if I'm, bro, I'm going to tell you now, when Beauty do her thing, I don't know if I'm going to be security. I might have to go watch. I'm just sorry.
Man, nah, you might just pass out, bro.
I'm like, Lord, somebody hold me. Jesus, call 911 about the thing. Lord,
have mercy. Yep, because you definitely act, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You saw Friday, and it has been confirmed. She is, her and Nympho is bringing a show. That's all I'm telling you. I passed out on both of them. Nympho
I
was
just
the dog, and I still passed. I passed out, okay?
I'm like Milk now. Milk does a body good. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all ladies tune in tomorrow. We had to start tonight because, I said 30 tonight because it was a real bad storm in Richmond, Virginia that knocked everybody in Richmond, Virginia without power. So we didn't get our power until late. So can y'all imagine going to every store looking for something to eat and there's no stores open, like no restaurants or nothing is open in Richmond, Virginia, except for like the Waffle Houses. Not even Walmart is open. Like, it's just crazy.
Wait a minute. Walmart is closed?
Walmart is closed. I went to Walmart just to get me some cheese sticks, and that was long.
Shut your mouth. Wait a minute. You know, they go well. Walmart never closes.
Yeah. Right. I was hungry. Teddy, I was hungry. Me and the wife was riding everywhere trying to find something to eat.
And
all the places that was open had like 2 or 3 hour delays before we can get something. It was like maybe like 2 or 3 stores that was open. Like KFC had lines to Jamaica, straight up. I'm telling you some real stuff.
Wow.
So it was like, look, that's why, you know, I was trying to give me some of the e-ladies. I have a grandmother I take care of and, you know, trying to make sure she's fed or whatever. So that's why I was a little late tonight.
I miss your grandma.
Yeah, gotta feed my boo, I love her to death. You know what I'm saying?
I miss grandma. Shout out to grandma.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, I really do appreciate you ladies for understanding and being there and, you know, still supporting. She's on radio regardless. And ladies, if you need to hear our shows, we have a website, www.szradio.biz. If you want to, you don't have to. That just ask. You don't have to. You aren't obligated to. If you want to donate, you can donate as well on that website so we can get to XM Radio. That is our goal. It's already been pitched. We just need the people. So tell all your friends. They're all lesbian. Not even if they're not lesbian. Hey, if they support us, whatever. Tell them come on, listen to us so we can get this show cracking, all right? I love each and every one of you all. We will be calling it a night tomorrow. We will be talking about. You want to know, don't you?
I really do. I do.
You want to know, Teddy? You want to know what we're talking about tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about why can't stud/femme lesbians. Why can't lesbians appreciate each other, embrace each other without all the hate? What is up with it? So
that's gonna be a good
break that. I'm gonna break that topic down to something small so it can fit on the Facebook, and that's gonna be our topic for tomorrow. We're gonna talk about it because it's definitely a very important issue that we as lesbians need to face. We need to fix that. So. Why can't we all just get along? That's going to be the topic. And I love you all. I love you, Teddy.
I love you all.
All the callers. I love you. Check the website out. Head us up on Twitter at 5HEZOND. That's She's On. Somebody had already had to ask, so we had to put the 5 there. Don't beat us up. That's a little ghetto we know. Please don't kill us. Management.
Right, management.
You can also hit up the She's On website. We created a website for lesbians to come and have a safe haven so you can get to know different lesbians in different countries. We have different demographics on that website. It's like Facebook. It's a mix of Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff in one. You got your forums, all that stuff. So www.shezone.org. Y'all check that out. Tell your friends. We need all the lessons we can get, baby. That's our mission, to reach everybody. All right? We love you. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow with Happy Face Entertainment. And that's all, folks.
Yes, it is.